Welcome to Darren Creating Refuge, episode 16. It has been a little over 2 months since my last recording. In between that time, I have taken steps in learning new things. So I bit the proverbial bullet and signed up for a yoga course that is about a year long here in the Bay Area that is held in Berkeley by one of my meditation teachers, as well as Rolf Gates, who is a well-known yoga instructor who is a former military officer who successfully overcame his addictions to drugs and alcohol through yoga and meditation practice, as well as the 12-step program. I also successfully passed a motorcycle training course in Alameda. So these last few weeks have been quite challenging in that I'm learning new experiences. Took a little bit of a dip in pay. However, I think it was for the better. I was in a much needed break from my workplace. I'm also investigating new career avenues while I'm still employed at my current employer. I am also dealing with difficult emotions regarding my divorce, and that has been particularly challenging in terms of just getting it over with. And it has presented me with the opportunity to access more habits of self-care and maintenance, so I don't go off the rails, basically, into self-pity and depression, what have you, or get lost in my head. So what I've done is I've basically upped my exercise exponentially after hurting my knee on the job. So ever since it's healed up to about 75%, I've been upping my mileage to about 200 miles a week maximum, but usually hovering around 100 and 120. I went on a long ride on Labor Day up a hill across the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. It's a hill called Hawk Hill that goes down into the Marin Headlands. And this is a ride I took for the first time after my wife abandoned me. And it was very therapeutic when I first took that ride. And this is the second time I went up the hill and down to Rodeo Beach with some coworkers and friends. This was on Labor Day, and unlike the first time I went up and down the hill, I did not crash. So there's no new scars or injuries, just calories that were shedded and burned. I've also increased my speed exponentially in that now I ride a titanium light speed bike that I successfully moved parts from my Italian bike to, and it's become my commuter, part of my pride and joy of my fleets of bikes. And I've been reading a lot as well, so not only have I been grounding in my movement practices of cycling and taking yoga class, doing jungle gym here and there. I have been able to also read a lot of texts. So there seems to have been a healer, perhaps, who passed on or just decided to get rid of their library of texts. And my local used bookstore in Alameda, California, has a lot of them. And I've been reading a book about city magic, and it's integrating really well with my meditation practice and intent, and recognizing the forces of intuition, manifestation, visualization, etc. This summer, though, has been different in terms of gardening. So, last year, about this time, I was gardening a lot, and we had a really harsh drought this year, as well as a lot of fires. So I took it upon myself to just let the collards that are in the front that I supplanted just grow wild. Come this winter, I'm probably going to plant some seeds so they could sprout some winter crops, or maybe some spring and summer crops, just bury them deep and have them blossom by summertime or spring. So I'm very cognizant of the seasons. Now we are entering the early phases of autumn, which is my favorite time of year here in the Bay Area, since it's very short and it's very deceptive. It's very summer-like, typically called, quote-unquote, the Indian summer here in the Bay Area. So, for example, it was in the 80s today, and today is October 9th or 8th. Oops. Along with reading and body practices, I've slipped a bit in terms of my traditional meditation practice of sitting. So I've been sitting less at the meditation center, mainly due to the demands of job, and also other quote-unquote adulting habits that I needed to take on, responsibilities of life, so to speak. And with that, I have also been serving on a board, a leadership board at the meditation center. So I'm on a coordinating committee, and I've been on it since maybe June, I believe, or maybe July. And there's been some behind the scenes instances that could be considered traumatic and triggering within the community. And this is normal for any type of spiritual space. When you get a bunch of humans together, there are going to be conflicts and drama, for lack of a better word. Before I was in such a leadership position, perhaps I was ignorant to this occurrence, because we have multicultural agreements that guide the center. However, in particular, when we have a non-identity theme night, so for example, there's a persons with disabilities night, there is a people of color night, a queer night, there's an open night. These instances of having friction and harmful language being used amongst members or Sangha participants, the likelihood of that is greater. And also sometimes instructors use harmful language without knowing they have done so. So it has brought up multiple issues, and it has been another responsibility on my plate to point out people's language when it indeed may cause harm amongst our community. I have been leading mindfulness practice now at the midday group for the past few months, since June, July, I forget when I started, and it's been good, and it's been positive. Sometimes I'm nervous, especially if I haven't eaten, but in general, if I have my protein levels up and I have enough coffee, everything goes smoothly. Back to the effectiveness of my practice. So I just finished the first weekend of yoga training with Rolf Gates in Berkeley, and he had us pair up into partners to teach a yoga vinyasa or a flow. And what was so great about it is before we even participated in that instruction, we did a guided meditation with our partner, which he calls centering, which other people may call mindfulness. And with that, my partner really praised my abilities to center her, and she really liked the fact that I was really inclusive of all abilities and that I made it very accessible. And that is part of my intention. So it felt really good to have positive feedback, because I'm in a workplace that is very toxic, is in denial of economic realities, and may eventually close. So it's nice to be in a situation where people see my skill set and acknowledge it. So acknowledgement feels good. It does wonders for my self-esteem, particularly in this trying time of separation and divorce. And I've been meeting new people, having more social interactions. I still have trust issues with people. I haven't had a quote-unquote relationship since my spouse left me. I've made new friends though, and some of those experiences, maybe I had higher expectations. However, I'm really appreciating the solitude that I'm able to be with, and it allows me to recharge, it allows me to rest. And I can't necessarily do that if I'm engaged all the time. I have been going to groups outside of the meditation center. One group near my home. Just a voice. It's like a discussion group. And I engage a bit. I'm still getting my feet wet with that group. It's a fetish community group of people of color out here. It's a pretty historic group, and it's nice to hear people's stories. Additionally, I went to a movie with a new friend of mine, I have known her. She's trans identified for about a couple years, but we only started talking and stuff when she came on board as a worker at my job, And so we went to see this movie on Yayoi Kusama, which is, or who is, a Japanese artist, multimedia artist. She's known for repetitive imagery, polka dots, phallic imagery, and she apparently is the most well-known artist who is living in these times, and her shows sell out, etc. And we went to see a movie, and it was the first time I've seen a movie with anyone besides another friend of mine from my Alameda days in a while. And that experience was fun. Although, you know, it costs money and I don't have a lot. That was maybe the downside. I didn't go to the bargain matinee. I went to a movie that cost $12 or what have you. And it was on a small screen. But it was enjoyable. And it was nice to spend time with a new friend. And we have also went to the discussion group that I shared earlier about together as well. She also encouraged me and inspired me to ride motorcycles, and she's been really supportive. She is also an Aquarius, so there's a lot of things that we do not have to discuss, and our politics are very similar. We both identify on the queer spectrum of sexualities, and it's refreshing to be seen and to not feel ashamed and not recognized and not acknowledged and hidden and literally attacked or assaulted. Just being allowed to be who I am is quite refreshing, rather than who I could potentially be. So that is an update. There's no really overarching theme, if you will, of this episode. I just haven't posted in a couple months. This app, Anchor, has went through a series of updates, and I wanted to try it out. It has become more user-friendly, and that one does not have to hold it up to their face to record. So recording is quite seamless. And there's some new cover art feature for this new edition. I do not know if I shall use that yet. But to recap on some of the themes, reintegration, making new friends, experiencing new things, learning new skills, and coping and sitting with difficult emotions, preoccupying myself with healthy habits in a proactive attempt to grow and not rely on my previous habit patterns. So that marks the conclusion of this update. This is episode 16. This is Darren Creating Refuge signing off. Thank you for listening.